Freedom in the Midst of Tyranny by Steve Martin. I talk a lot about freedom. It's kind of my thing. Freedom from religion. Freedom from rules. Freedom from guilt, expectations, fear, shame, pressure, performance, judgment, condemnation. Yeah, that list could go on for days, but let's get real. What happens when freedom bumps into outside control? What does it mean to be free when you're staring down a government that silences you, a culture that shames you, or a prison cell that physically cages you? We know believers right now who are incarcerated. Others live under oppressive regimes, unable to speak openly about what they believe. They're limited, restricted, constrained. So where's the freedom in that? The kind of freedom that I talk about doesn't always show up in external circumstances. It lives deeper than that. It's not about being able to say whatever you want or go wherever you please. It's about what's inside, freedom in your heart and mind. It's the deep down knowing that your Father has written your story, that He loves you, not just a little, but with unlimited, unending affection. That His grace is holding you, His joy is rising in you, and His plan is still in motion, even when everything around you feels like it's falling apart. So how do we live in that kind of freedom when we feel chained up by life? Jesus shows us. When He stood before Pilate, the Roman governor, the authority figure, the man with the power to kill Him, Pilate tried to flex. "Don't you realize I have the authority to release you or crucify you?" And Jesus calmly said, "You'd have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above." Boom. Jesus wasn't being snarky. He wasn't playing politics. He was living in freedom. He knew that the only real authority belonged to His Father, that nothing happens outside of His control. Pilate was just reading lines from a script that he didn't write. You and I may never stand before a Roman governor, but we will face people who try to control us. Governments, bosses, bullies, religious leaders, even family members. And in those moments, this is the truth that sets us free. They have no authority over us except what was given to them by God. That doesn't mean we go around quoting Jesus to everyone who mistreats us. I don't recommend it unless you want to escalate things. But it does mean that we can rest. We don't have to hate. We don't have to judge. We don't even have to panic. We know something bigger. We know that every single chapter of our story is written by a Father who is good, wise, and loving. That even when things feel unfair or unjust, He is working it all out for good. That He hasn't forgotten us or left us. He's not pacing heaven, nervously wringing His hands. He's in charge. That's freedom. Not the kind that depends on perfect circumstances. Not the kind that waits for governments to change, but the kind that anchors your soul in unshakable love. So yes, even in the midst of tyranny, we are free. Free to trust. Free to rest. Free to stop judging and start loving. Free to be full of joy even when the world around us is full of chaos. Because freedom isn't a place, it's a person, and He lives in us